us on 0488 266 266. Well, isn't it interesting that we've been banging on about potholes for the better part of, well, since we came back on air this year and part of last year too, and the potholes that were leading into the road where all the radio stations on Canberra are got fixed overnight. What a surprise. But complaints in the ACT are up 230% from 2021 when it comes to potholes. 3,000 complaints received by the ACT government last year, which I think is absolutely extraordinary. To talk to us more about this, Michael Caltabiano is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Road Research Board. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
These potholes, they seem to keep reoccurring in the same places, which says to me we're putting a Band-Aid on a knife wound and not fixing them properly.
Well, that can be the case. It's really important when you have failures in the surface of a road and moisture gets into the underlying materials that you actually dig it all out, fix it properly, and then resurface it to seal it back up again. Sure, there's time for a temporary patch, which is just to get people through, but you must come back and fix it properly. Otherwise, they'll just, as you've seen, they'll just keep reoccurring and reoccurring and rolling down the road.
And is that, I mean, one of the things I get the impression, and talking to various engineers over the years, the way we build roads in the first place here in Australia is substandard compared to other parts of the world. It seems like a false economy, but obviously we do that for cost, from a cost perspective. But here in the ACT, are we worse than any other jurisdiction in the country? Because the roads here seem to be getting worse and worse on an annual basis.
Well, that's a bit like how long is a piece of string. You know, we are a very big country, 900,000 kilometres of roads across Australia, and a very small population base and tax base to support that. So we have some of the smartest road construction techniques in the world. So granular pavements with a tip seal, so bitumen with stones on top, used only predominantly in Australia and South Africa. And we are really good at that road technology to build long lengths of road for a fraction of the price of what they do in Europe or the United States. Having said that, you know, we've had a wonderful legacy of building smart roads for a long time. We are now experiencing, with the changes of seasons, you're in La Nina now, you cannot let the maintenance of your road system go just because it's dry. Because the surface must be completely impervious to moisture. Moisture is like the kryptonite to roads. You know, wet weather blows roads up if the moisture gets underneath that bitumen seal on the surface. So we've really got to focus our minds on maintaining our network, making sure that we keep the moisture out, so that the surface remains trafficable and safe. You know, if you're a motorcycle rider or a cyclist on our road system with potholes, they are absolutely deadly. So we must maintain the maintenance of our network to really provide a safe running surface for vehicles.
Is it possible to repair a road properly once it's been damaged, or is it always going to be a weak point forever and a day?
No, you can repair it properly. And, you know, ARRB has written guides, national guides, to provide the evidence of how to do that. And when we've published those, and local governments all across Australia have those, the ACT government has those, so you can repair them properly. You must repair them beyond the extent of what you see on the surface. You must understand why those failures have occurred, and then fix them properly. Dig them out, replace them, compact them properly, and then reseal all of those areas that are failing and allowing moisture into the pavements.
Now, I can't imagine this is anything the governments don't know. Is it purely cost that drives them not to fix roads properly?
Well, some places across Australia, and you know, we'll all remember the flood events in Queensland in 2010 and 2011, where we had a national tax to fix the road system, came after a decade of flooding. And the rains that came destroyed roads right across southwestern Queensland as a consequence, largely, not of the flood event, but of the moisture getting into the pavements and blowing those roads up. So there's a natural tendency, if it's dry and we don't see any deterioration of the network, to pull back our maintenance funding. That's exactly the time you have to spend getting in and understanding what those surface conditions are doing and spend the money on maintenance. Stitch in time saves nine. The same applies in the road environment. Yeah. You must make sure that your seals are there to prevent future damage.
If only governments listen to common sense like that. Michael, good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, it's wonderful, Stephen. Catch you soon.
Michael Caltabiano, Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Road Research Board. 6255 1206.